Begin the current daf, Masechta Sanhedrin daf, Nun Aleph, begin on the base, begin test master, begin with the Gemara, Sircha Naka. So Pesha Kuntrish Rashi explains, in other words, it's going on behold the comma, this that the Brai says, Esavia Vele Nakalosh Narusa, why don't you just pick up simply the terminology engage, which is what Esavia refers to, and Velosh Nesua, and the terminology of marriage, when it says Chamea. Sircha Naka is just, you know, saying the terminology of the Pasik. Now, such as Bakash is difficult because the Bechalas Sparm Ksiv, actually, in all the texts, it says that actually it's addressing the question of Ahadu Kamar, why are you saying it's a via besreifa? On that is what the question is, not on the terminology, but why would you say it's a via with have sreifa? Yeshua Devifa says what you could say is the Nisan Tam, actually, what the Gemara's coming to explain is Bama Ta'at Tana. What are the Tanas making mistakes? Shoshan is a via besreifa. That actually taught that Esavia should be Bisreifa, Kimin should be Skila, actually should be the other way around with Skila. Pshanda says, the Gemara answers, Sircha Nokat, what does that mean? Sircha Dekra, that the flow of the Pasik, the Chsib that says in the Pasik, Esavia, Mechalel is her father, her death, she's desecrating, Be'esh, Tisarif, in the fire, she should get burned. That's why it taught Esavia Bisreifa, because it says, Esavia Mechalel is Be'esh, Tisarif. So it says, make kasha, what's difficult is lo yov taima, but then the Gemara is only explaining elamai nokat zaviya besreifa, and it's about bakalos lo yov taima, but it's not explaining why would you say about the daughter in law would be skila. The Hashem says what you could say is the halik tani, this that we learned as a via besreifa, that, and bechulu, etc., should be added. Sircha nokat, minim shem de alma. Because in general, bita b'sreifa v'kalosa b'skilu. It means to say that the lashon of the Torah, meaning that generally we have when someone is mizana with his daughter, it's b'sreifa, and his daughter-in-law is with skila. So that says Taisa is what sircha is. That it's not the tana is drawn after the lashon of the pasuk as avia. It's just after the halacha. But a person that's bought bita b'kalosa, that's the halacha bita b'sreifa and kalosa with skila. And this is where the mistake came from on the difference between the baskain that's in ba'id esavia. To be zinsa kishes chameha, the esavia to say srefa, and chameha to be the chiev of the skila. Next test master begins the gemara hilchas al mashicha. Do we say halacha that's only geya when Mashiach comes? Which prepared by shame bezvachim on the memhem and aleph parach nami hachi. The gemara asks a similar type of a question. What the skin halacha kribyesi? So then Taisa says, well, we have other places. Let's see, pass like halacha like bisi. The Mishnah's Yud Yuchas in the condition of Ein Beis and Beis. The Seed Mamzim Litar, that if Mamzim ultimately will be purified amongst the Jewish people. So why doesn't the Gemara ask that Helchas al Mashiach? So Tais Nafkimin Bezvan Hazeh, there actually is a ramification even for today's times, that if they are going to ultimately be purified, Shalei Lesrachim Mishpach HaShen Yiduis, not to distance from families that are not known, because the Mamzim HaShen Yiduim Mairi, because it's told by when this Mamzim that's not defended will be known, and they're going to ultimately be purified. But so to perikam the human, if you're dealing with the Pascha Kerb Yisi, that the Rishon Chizla Vadasai, that the first Kayin who was removed because of Ainus and someone else took over his job, the first guy goes back to his job. Well, that's when we have Dabai the back. Says Tyson, no, Nafkamina, there is a ramification even today's times, Lenossi, for the leader of the Jewish people, like Parnash, Nisman, Tzibur, or for any other appointee that was appointed of the community, but of a Machmas Ainus, and he was removed because of some type of extenuating circumstance, and then he's able to come back. So that's the ramification that he comes back. Now, me, however, besides Pekat Chelis and Menachas Abdon Bezer Menav Kasher, it is difficult because the pasuk Rabbi Yechon and Ka'abashal Ben Doisoi, and what's the relevancy? So, Venera would seem the Rabbi Yisuf Parach Davka Hachi Hacha. It's specifically Rabbi Yisuf who asks these type of questions. And although Rabbi Yechon and the Paskins like something that's Lemashicha, the Gemara generally doesn't ask such a question. But Perak Be Shammai and also Zvachan Abdon Haim and Aleph. It was specifically Rabbi Yosef who asked this question. Now, but Rabbi B'chaim Pirsh, he actually explains, no, the late Paruch, the Gemara doesn't ask this question, Elehecha Dekatarti, only when there's two points. First of all, Shul Mashiach, it's only when Mashiach comes. And Begam Oisei Surah, it's also only when a prohibition is done. Kim Deleka Nafkusa, since there's no ramification, El De Isser, only through a prohibition, so Ein Livsek Halach LeMashiach, we're not going to, that's why he's asking, well, why do we have to make a ruling from Mashiach when an Isser is going to be done? But that's what it says, but nearly it actually appears to me, the late Paruch, the question not asked, when there's no ramification at all, only when you come coming to resolve how the teaching was taught, because the masculine, like Agamar, comes out. But all these other cases, Yeshna Pekusa Issa Beheter, there is a ramification of a prohibitory law, Ava Gavdal Mashiach, although it's Mashiach. And then the Gemara does not ask that in general. Next test, Matthew begins the Gemara, that it's only what the man has, not the woman. Shetai says, Tame, it's a wonder, because typically, Midach Siv, he, we already know, it says, he, by Bas Koin, which is Veloy Boyala, and not the Boyal, and he believes in Meho. So we know it's like her. Yeshamit says, what you can say is, no, De'ime Hila Chuda, if all we had read has that drush of Hila Matina Zemin, we actually would not have excluded Zemin, Mishum to be in the Kasha Zaman. You need, like they plotted to do, which was what she was going to suffer. K'mashman la'achab la'achaysay, to tell you that, no, it's like what he and not her. Now, if we only had that drush, I mean, I would have said, so then it's him and her that you choose his, but when it's only hers, you would think that you would get her punishment. That's what we need to have he. Next test, Matzah begins Zigmar, Rabbi Shmuel Sava, he holds him in the Ka'amale, Bas Upas, Vechulu, that what we see in the Gemara, Rabbi Shmuel thought, Rabbi Kiva retracted from what he darshed from the beginning, the Gezer Shavim, Bas Yisrael, from his question. That if that's what you learn out from there, the Dafka Rusa is Chayim and Srefa. So then Rabbi Kiva went and darshan his halacha from Mavas to include Nesua. Says Tosfos, from time we begin to say, wait a second, Hey Chasal Gedai Tuch Da Hadabay, how exactly did he entertain this idea? The Pashto says that the Parashah Bas Koyin Shazinsa was talking about also by Arusa and by Nesua, and it's only because of a Gzeir Shava to Bas Yisrael that there was room to exclude the Nesua, and that's why Rabbi Kiva had to include it from the word of Avas. So if that's the case, so Dimkain Bas Abas Lomale. So why did Rabbi Kiva need the word Uvas? And if that's the case, so the whole Asabas Abas Elafukim Gzeir Shava is only coming to exclude the Gzeir Shava. So how does the pastor Rabbi Shmuel thought that Rabbi Kiva retracted from the Gzeir Shava? If he did, then he didn't need at all to dash from the word Uvas to include in the Suah. Rashi says, so you can say it's the late Tema that Shmuel held that Rabbi Kiva needed to include Nesua so that you don't compare the parishes even without the Gzer Shava. As the Gemara explains that, according to Shmuel himself, that you can learn now from the comparison of the parishes, that just like Bas Yisrael, the Torah excluded from the Arusa from the Nesua to Bechai Beskila, so to Bas Kayin, should Bechai Davka the Arusa Bestrefa. So, the Yashom Delay Tema Davka Arusa Medina Del El. The Ma'ak Shreisi Bas Yisrael Eskila is Arusa Balei Nesua is when she's engaged and not married. That's what we keep at the dash from the word of Vaz to include that of the Nesua.